Afternoon. I'm Namwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. We begin with a security scare at London's Heathrow Airport. British police have arrested a man who was spotted on one of the airport's two runways. Police carried out a controlled explosion on his backpack and they didn't find any explosives. There is no indication the incident is linked to terrorism. Tomorrow, a new terminal opens at Heathrow. The airport has been the target of protests in recent weeks over the planned construction of a new runway. Four men are dead after a small plane crashed in Florida this morning. Authorities tell CNN the plane went down in a cow pasture near a luxury home development in Indiantown. They say it looks like the pilot tried to land, but the plane nosedived into the ground and flipped over. Authorities don't know what caused the crash. A Chaldean Catholic archbishop was kidnapped in northern Iraq late last month and now has been found dead today. His body was found near Mosul, close to where he and three of his companions were ambushed. Also in Iraq, at least 15 people died when a car bomb exploded near a busy shopping center in Baghdad. 65 others were wounded in the attack. President Bush is back on the attack today, accusing Democrats of working to undermine U.S. security. House Democrats want to permit lawsuits against phone companies that cooperated with the president's warrantless wiretapping program. Mr. Bush says that might help trial lawyers, but it would be a terrible blow to U.S. security. The president says the government needs phone companies to cooperate with the wiretap program to monitor terrorists overseas. Critics say the government should get warrants before eavesdropping on calls to U.S. citizens. The top three presidential candidates are back in Washington today for some Senate work. Senators Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and John McCain plan to vote for a bill to abolish pork barrel spending for a year. It would stop lawmakers from steering millions of federal dollars to their home states. The proposal is getting bipartisan support, but many aides don't expect it to pass. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.